today on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Now, if you were watching your TV news bulletins last night, you may, like me, have been heartened by what you saw happening on the streets of Brisbane yesterday. This protest of thousands of people, largely in the southeast corner, but some representatives from up here as well, showed me that we're not alone. Even though we've been ignored for years, even though we've endured this crime wave for years, and it's relatively new in the southeast corner to the extent that we've been enduring it, at least now we're all together on the same page. I'm looking at, what's this, 6 and 7 courier mail a day. With people with these very professional placards. They're marching down the street under signs that say, "Voice for Victims, Zero Tolerance on Youth Crime." It goes on various others too that are really, really representative of this level of anger that I think is unprecedented. And I've got to welcome it because we are going through hell as a result of this appalling behaviour by our representatives in the southeast corner. So they're copying it from the people that they thought they had 100% support from. Far from it, with these dreadful break-ins, attacks, murder in some case, by fundamentally children, underage people. They go before the children's court and get pandered to under human rights legislation, of course. Now, let me go to this article. Hundreds of protesters pleaded for the Premier to help during a march outside Parliament House as victims of crime, including children, detailed their horror stories. The Premier did not front the crowd, instead opting to attend a secret meeting with the husband of Emma Lovell, the North Lakes mother who was stabbed to death on Boxing Day. It surprised him, this meeting with the Premier, and surprised others. Tensions at the protest were high, with the group chanting, "Anastasia, we want to meet with you and help us, Anna. Help us now." The group demanded that victims of crime be put first. Isn't that refreshing? Victims of crime be put first. Not the criminals, not the offenders, not the children with knives, bashing our family, bashing our grandmothers, and invading our homes, stealing our cars and setting them on fire. The group demanded victims of crime be put first, with more than 6 recommendations put forward. I won't go on with that because we had a representative of our own down there yesterday, President of the Crime and Justice Action Group, or CJAG, Aaron McLeod. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
I saw you there on the screen last night, largest live, having a chat. I think it was to Katerina Carroll, wasn't it?
Yes, I was. I had a good chat to Katerina Carroll. We reflected on our previous meeting up in Cairns at the regional parliament there, John, as you know, at the convention centre. Yeah, so we had a good conversation and, you know, it was good to see Queensland Police out there talking with victims of crime. And there were a few politicians, of course, as usual, that get around, and I think you might have had a conversation with Robbie Catter perhaps yesterday as well on your show. So it was great to be there. Probably the one of the faces from Cairns. There were very few of us to come down so far, John, to Brisbane, but it's absolutely necessary. And as you know, and your listeners know, Brisbane is of course where all the decisions are made, and we've got to get our voice down here, John, and that's what happened yesterday.
Yeah, Robbie was on the program halfway through making his point and someone came and grabbed him by the arm and said, "You've got to leave McKenzie now because you wanted him on stage," or whatever. I don't know what it was, but they've apologised profusely this morning, which was unnecessary. Yeah. I realise the demand he's in at the moment, particularly with his stand on the floor of Parliament about remote answers to this nightmare we're enduring. Mm. Now, Aaron, just talk to me briefly. What did you come away with? I've got to say there's a gentleman by the name Ben Cannon, there it is. And he's obviously Voices for Victims. Now, I've got a call in for him, hoping he'll pick up the phone soon, but there'll be a queue up to talk to him today. Mm. We've got now this Voice for Victims in the southeast corner. It's obviously victims across the state. We've now got that voice with obviously thousands of people behind it. We're going to back up what we're demanding, which is action on this crime obscenity.
That's right, John. Yeah, and as you know, we've at the front end of CJAG's effort has been to provide support to victims of crime. We've that's always been our initiative. We've been advocating for victims from day one. The Voice for Victims initiative and this program was a great opportunity for myself and certainly for CJAC to come down to Brisbane and to be part of this initiative. And that's exactly what's happened. I've had a good conversation with Ben and his team here in Brisbane as well, and we're excited about working together with them across the entire state, John, to bring about a better outcome for victims of crime.
There you go. I'm just going to read this because that name has come out of the blue to me. The group led by Voice for Victims founder Ben Cannon put forward clear recommendations to the state government, including forming a committee that victims would have representation within 10 days. Can you tell us a little bit more about Ben, how long he's been putting this together, how he's drawn so many thousands of people behind him, all victims or potential victims? What's the story? Do you know, Aaron?
Well, certainly Ben and Lee Lovell, unfortunately the husband of Emma Lovell, Michelle Little, she's the mum of Ben Beaumont. So all of the victims in the southeast corner, by and large, were represented there yesterday. That is a powerful voice, of course, and Ben himself is the neighbour of Mr. Kethu, former rugby union representative who had was stabbed, I understand, his family in Brisbane. So Ben is the neighbour of Mr. Kethu. So everybody that's involved in the Voice for Victims campaign are impacted as victims of crime and, of course, serious crime, John, knife crime, murder, these sorts of events. So they are a very strong voice. They have united and come together in order to be able to build this organisation and to put the necessary pressure on the government in order to be able to change the agenda in Queensland so that victims of crime, of course, get better representation. And we, you know, obviously reduce crime more broadly across the community. So so they're taking a fantastic approach. They've taken the opportunity because of their circumstance to build this organisation and to take their voice directly into Parliament yesterday. And the news there, of course, on the ground was that the intention was to have Anastasia Palaszczuk come out and speak to the victims outside Parliament. She did not do that. But then Ben and Lee Lovell and a couple of others went inside and met the ministers. But interestingly, Anastasia Palaszczuk pulled Lee Lovell aside exclusively and had an exclusive meeting, we understand, with Mr. Lovell in Parliament House directly with the Premier. So so she didn't come out and speak to all the victims, but she spoke to probably the most high-profile victim of crime in Queensland, John, at the moment, and that's Mr. Lovell himself.
Now, you've probably thought about this already. Is there any prospect of bringing together and tapping into that anger in the southeast corner, bringing together what Ben has organised down there in the Voice for Victims with organisations like CJAG, your organisation, like what used to be called OCOS. I don't know if there's any remnants of that left in Townsville. I presume there's a body of anger, perhaps with potential leadership in other places like Rockhampton or whatever, or Mount Isa. Is there any opportunity, Aaron, in some sort of union, if you like, alliance between groups representing all of us, victims out here and some smaller communities, much smaller like ours compared with Brisbane, per capita suffering much more than Brisbane?
Yeah. Well, that's always been our intention, John, is to work with other community groups. As you know, in Townsville, we've been doing that from North Queensland, Far North Queensland. So that's part of the reason why I've come down to Brisbane, is to build those relationships, John, and for CJAG, if you like, you know, to become the glue of bringing all of those groups together across Queensland so that we can be a united voice across the entire state. So really that objective has been achieved. I think the coverage on the media that we've been able to achieve and, of course, the relationships that I've been able to build, then this is a first step, second step to being able to build that unified voice across the entire state, John, and to do something about this.
Imagine how much more clout we'll have on the floor of Parliament.
Oh, it's it's absolutely essential for us to come together as a united voice. And you know, while people feel so distant from power, certainly in Cairns, as we know, it's so important that we get united people together in the same room. And CJAG, as you know, John, we meet on a regular basis. We encourage all of your listeners to be involved with CJAG up in Cairns and across Far North Queensland, because more people that get into the room with us, then we can then help people get connected to the state and to other people that are actually campaigning as well, John, for a safer community and a better lifestyle that we once enjoyed up in Far North Queensland. Yes. But now it's just, we're living in fear, John, and we just got to stop it.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Emphatically, yes. Aaron, you're to be congratulated on this initiative. It's really encouraging. There'll be people out there thinking, oh, there might be light at the end of the tunnel. So go hard, and I wish you every success and all the support of the victims and potential victims here in North Queensland. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
That's Aaron McLeod. He's president of the Crime and Justice Action Group, or CJAG.